think I'll be better off blind. She said so that I to remain.
All right. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO. We're hanging out here on Moist Vibes. We've got two famous guests in the studio. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, it's DJ Pizza Days.
DJ Pizza Days. That's amazing.
I don't have a cool DJ name. I guess I was like DJ EP because I thought that was kind of cool because like an EP is a musical thing and they're my initials. But I kind of just go by Emma.
DJ EP. I like that. When's your EP coming out?
Probably never, but that's okay.
Not with that attitude. Eric, do you play any music?
Do I play any like instruments?
Or? Yeah. Do you like would you have the potential for an EP to come out? And if so, what would the EP be titled?
Let's see. Do I have the capacity? Maybe. Maybe that's also the title of EP.
Oh.
Maybe I can play this music. Let's see. Find out.
I'm into it. For all of those listening out there, my co-host Nick Golan is not with us today. Nick and I have a fun little bit where we ask each other when our next album is going to drop. And then we come up with some ridiculous instance that'll never happen. And that's when our album's going to drop. It's more fun if we just do the bit, but he's not here, so we can't do it. So we were just listening to a fun little tune by The District's Youngblood, EP and I, DJ EP and I saw them in concert. And they rocked the socks off of Great Scott. That was super fun.
They were good.
They were stupid good, yeah. Fully would recommend them to anyone who sees that they're coming to an area nearby. Cool. So we're going to keep playing some tunes. The next one, we have a track by Sublime, requested by Eric. It is called Doin' Time. Anything you would like to say about this song?
I like it a lot. Let's play it.
Word.
Definitely evil on risk. and chicks. Me and my girl, we got a relationship. My girl, we got a relationship. Oh, and my girl.
Take a dip from me. Rally's on the microphone, Ross MG. All the people in the dance will agree that we're well qualified to represent the LBC. Me, la la la, me, all everybody. Right into the rhythm, it gets higher.
Thank you. isn't enough. Well, is it for you? Sucker for it. Cry, but I don't need my mother. Just hold my hand while I come to a decision on it. Sooner or later, your legs give way, you hit the ground. Save it for later, don't run away and let me down. Sooner or later, you hit the deck, you get found out. Sooner or later, you run away and let me down. Seven seas are rotten through, but what can you do? Sometimes I don't know how to get on with all of you lot. Sometimes I don't try, I just na 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 na. Sooner or later, your legs give way, you hit the ground. Don't run away, don't let me down. Sooner or later, you hit the deck, you get found out. Save it for later, don't run away, don't let me down. Reasons why we should suffer all this. I can't seem to find a reason. Just hold my hand while I come to a decision on this. Sooner or later, your legs give way, you hit the ground. Save it for later, don't run away and let me down. Sooner or later, you hit the deck, you get found out. Save it for later, you'll run away. Why don't you hold me and kiss me? Why don't you just
Hello, hello. We are back. It is always a surprise what you hear on the radio, and that last tune was Save It for Later, a live version by Pete Townsend. I don't know. I was listening to it earlier today.
I enjoyed it.
Thank you. Before that, we had a song off of Future Islands' new album, The Far Field, that was Shadows featuring Debbie Harry, who apparently is the lead singer of Blondie, that we just found out.
Shout out to Pitchfork for their new Facebook Live series of concerts. It was great.
Yeah.
They did Future Islands show from Baltimore.
Exactly. Yeah. Friday night when the album came out, Future Islands had a small show in Baltimore, and Em and I watched, or were able to watch the concert from Pitchfork's live stream of it.
The quality was fantastic.
The quality was fantastic. Do you know if that's a new thing they're doing? Have they always done that?
That was the first show well, maybe they've done it in the past, but that was their first official, we're now streaming some concerts on Facebook Live kind of thing.
So it looked like it wasn't shot on someone's iPhone?
No, they had multiple angles.
Wow.
They must have gone right through the soundboard. The sound quality was great.
Ooh.
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
It's still up. I think you can still go back and watch it if you feel so inclined to do so. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. No. yeah. So we're cruising along here on Moist Vibes. It is 11:25. We're super hyped to welcome in yet another Tuesday here in the station. We have some more tunes coming up for you. Maybe some over unders.
I have one prepared.
Ooh, do you want to do an over under? Do you want to explain?
Right now?
Yeah, why not?
Sure. So on my show, we play a fun little segment called Overrated Underrated. And it's usually just random things that we think about that we think people would have interesting opinions on. So Spencer asked me to do one, and I thought of one right off the bat. So my overrated underrated is hot air balloons. Like going for a ride in a hot air balloon, overrated or underrated?
I know, at least for me, I've never personally been in a hot air balloon, so maybe it's just me being naive, but I think that's got to be pretty fun. If someone said, "Hey Spencer, Tufts is putting on this event where you could get free tickets to go up in a hot air balloon," I would put a lot of effort into making my schedule open in order to go on the hot air balloon. Whether I would have different opinions after the hot air balloon trip, I don't know, because I've never been on a hot air balloon. But I would say for now, underrated. Eric, do you have thoughts?
I could also have to side with underrated for now, especially because you're in a hot air balloon. You're completely exposed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's nothing preventing you from just whoops, not that you would. You know, when you're in an airplane nowadays,
mm-hmm.
not one that's an open cockpit, but I don't know, you're kind of constrained to the cabin.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, that just sounds super exhilarating to be in a basket in the sky.
That's true. I didn't think about it like that. I don't know, Em, what are your thoughts?
I, too, have never been in a hot air balloon, but...
Can we all just go right now?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a really cool hot air balloon festival in, a couple towns over. And, the event itself is, not that great. It's kind of, junky food and, some scary band from God knows how long ago that's kind of washed up. And, there's way too many people. But, if you go at the right time,
mm-hmm.
when, the sun starts to set and all of the, hot air balloons are coming down, it's beautiful, it's really cool, and they're all cool hot air balloons, they're all themed or something, different characters or paintings and stuff.
That's cool. I know there's a similar festival in Albuquerque, New Mexico that my uncle's mom, it was trying to get me to go to, because apparently it was
your chance.
Is your uncle's mom just your grandmother?
Uncle through marriage.
Oh, gotcha.
So I was contemplating in my head what distinction to give. So I don't know. I went with that.
Okay.
But apparently it's the thing to do if you're in Albuquerque during a certain day.
There you go.
So cool. So ooh, that was a good over under. I like that one. we'll maybe dream up some more. But
sure.
For now, we've got a song from Kevin Drew.
Thank you. keep my lips shut tight until you go.
Some twisted in emotional notion. that you're removing what's moving. Stuck inside a statue, look at you. Go ahead and pogo, something will catch you. A petty logo shed all my tattoos. I read all the bad news, it says I'm too careful.
Tested every minute. Feel like yesterday I was blind to being lost. Seems I stumbled on a path, no coincidence. Truly in my essence I've arrived.
Who am I? Who am I? Don't remind me. Too alive, new arriving. You were right, I was left in a before. To the light, I am Carolyn.
Parallel to paradise, I reach out for my lifeline. The angels laugh in paradise, they say in my own lifeline.
You're removing what's moving. Stuck inside a statue, look at you. Go ahead and pogo, something will catch you. A petty logo shed on my tattoos. I read all the bad news, it says I'm too careful.
Ooh, tap into the frequency line.
Alrighty. We are back. It is now 11:40 and we just heard a wide variety of tunes. We tried to bridge it as much as possible, but that last one was a pick by Eric by Design, Kid Cudi featuring Andre Benjamin. Yeah, I really like that tune. It's funky. The percussion is really nice. Yeah, we were talking a little bit about Kid Cudi as an artist, polarizing at times. A lot of people really didn't like Speeding Bullet to Heaven, his artist album, if you will. But yeah, a good tune for sure. And then before that, we had Churches, The Mother We Share. I'm curious, Eric. Can you elaborate why for you it was like the song of your summer? Two summers ago?
Yeah, maybe it was two summers ago. I get the feeling that song was probably playing at least a couple times when I was hanging out with friends making memories. Yeah. Usually by a campfire.
Very cool. Yeah.
Bring a portable speaker.
And then before that, we had Safety Bricks, Kevin Drew. Kevin Drew, the singer of Broken Social Scene, a band that, I don't know, someone might like. Emma, anything to say about that song? Anything to say about your level of hype for their new album?
Broken Social Scene hasn't put out music recently, and that has made me sad. It's been a long time.
Like 7 years, right?
Yeah, I think their last album was like 2010. Which I understand, they're a super group, they got other things going on, it's fine. But I'm glad they're finally doing this. That's all I have to say.
I have a couple over-unders. An over-under category, just kind of related to childhood toys.
It's like 90% of my over-unders.
And maybe you two can't identify with these things, but I'm just curious people's takes on silly bands. Were silly bands overrated or underrated?
Overrated. I just didn't use them.
Yeah, I had a huge collection of them, and I was like, these are so cool. I have a dinosaur and a bee for Boston Red Sox. And I think I wore them, like, twice. And I had so many of them, and I, like, had fun collecting them. Mm-hmm. But I, like, was too embarrassed to wear them because I didn't actually really think they were that cool. So I'm going to go with overrated, I guess. I'm sure they made a lot of money, though. So
it's literally just rubber bands. Yeah, that's true. Other one that I was thinking, Mighty Beans.
Oh, I liked those.
Yeah, Mighty Beans.
I think they are underrated. They're kind of just fun. They're kind of different. I had like a glow in the dark one. I like that. They were fun. You just like
try to knock them over, they're not going to fall over.
Eric, were Mighty Beans relevant to your childhood experience at all?
Not particularly. I mean, I definitely remember playing around with them at some point. Maybe in like a, I don't know, is Mighty Beans something they'd have in like a doctor's office waiting room or not really?
I feel like that's a choking hazard for children.
Yeah. All right, Mom.
Games doctor's office waiting rooms.
Yeah, I feel that. Crazy Bones? Anyone experience Crazy Bones? Maybe that was just my elementary school. Very similar to Mighty Beans. You would set up these kind of like things and then you would just flick. You would have like your set of like 20 and your friend would have a set of 20. And like they were all like individual like different shapes and like characters. And then you would try and flick your crazy bones into their crazy bones. It was like, I don't know, pretty fun. All I remember is like in my elementary school, there was this like lore that was passed down from like, I don't know, fifth grader to fourth grader kind of deal, where that like apparently inside of this like owl, this like statue of an owl was like supposedly like the mother load of crazy bones. I don't know who started it, but like people like were like, there's got to be a way to get inside of this owl statue and get the crazy bones.
I don't think there was any crazy bones in the owl.
Who's to say? Who's to say? Who's to say? I don't know.
Okay.
Cool. So that's enough of talking. We're going to throw it back on this next tune. Just a nice, soulful, classic to start thinking about your Tuesday.
Darling, you sent me. Honest you do, whoa, you thrill me. I know you thrill me. Darling, you thrill me. Honest you do. At first I thought it was infatuation, but it's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. Whoa, you send me. I know you send me. I know you send me. Honest you. It's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. I know you send me.
All right, that was a little Sam Cooke, You Send Me. So it is 11:48. We're just counting down the minutes in here. But we wouldn't want to leave you tonight, leave you with a PSA-less Monday. Although there would have been plenty of PSAs at every hour, hopefully before this one. We have a very special guest reading our PSA, Margaret Thatcher.
What? I can't do that. I'm just going to read it, I think. That's okay with everyone.
That sounds great.
Awesome. All right. This one's about Tufts Open Call. Tufts Open Call invites all members of the Tufts community, as well as the general public, to their weekly event in the intimately lit lounge. I don't know why that's necessary for this PSA, but it is an intimately lit lounge for all of you listening.
What kind of lounge?
Intimately lit. On the top floor of Dowling Hall. Sorry, that word just really threw me. I didn't think it was going to be in here.
Can you please finish the PSA?
Sorry. Open Call is an experiment in creating meaningful human connections at Tufts through shared novel experiences. Open Call aims to provide a non-alcoholic social space to meet new people and explore your own senses. For more information, including the details of the next event, check out the Tufts Open Call homepage on Facebook. A message from the Tufts Open Call and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Thank you very much. That must be a new notebook, because that's like a very new
group. It feels so new and smooth and shiny, although it's kind of also like not new and shiny, but I don't know.
Quick personal plug for Open Call. I've never been gone, but I know the guy that helped start it, and he's really cool, and supposedly it's actually like a really interesting and worthwhile thing to do on a Thursday.
Jane has gone, and I think she has wonderful things to say about it.
Yeah, I would be down to go. Cool. So we've probably got time for two, maybe three more songs. This next song is from a band that came to Tufts last year, totally rocked everyone's socks off at Spring Thing. Em and I have tickets to see them this summer.
Sold out.
Yeah, we hopped on ahead of time, which was sweet. But yeah, this is from Power Bottom.
Can't take him anywhere. Every time he goes outside, he runs his mouth and he runs and hides. All day and night, Ugly Jerry's bona fide. All day and night.
11:58. Oh, now it's 11:59. Funny how that works. And we just listened to three more songs. The first was Ugly Cherries by Power Bottom. So hyped to see them again. Yeah, they headlined Spring Thing last year. Not Spring Fling. That was Matt and Kim. But Spring Thing this year, Palehound is headlining. Spring Fling with an F this year, T-Pain is headlining. So yeah, different vibes, but will be a day to remember nonetheless. Cool. And then after that we had Shines by the Donkees, just some like, I don't know, some southern rock. And then we had Going to Georgia by the Mountain Goats. As we were discussing, a very lo-fi sound that may or may not have been recorded in a bedroom on a cassette tape, which is sweet. But yeah, I like his voice and the way that he sings or talks. Cool. So it is now officially 12. Welcome to another Tuesday. You've been listening to 91.5 WMFO. Eric, thanks for coming on the show. Any mm-hmm. final words, wisdom to impart upon our millions of listeners out there looking into tomorrow and saying, oh, I don't know what to do.
It's going to be a good day.
Yeah. Don't waste it.
82 degrees, supposedly, here in Medford, Mass. So...